Life 102.5, we're Dave and Natalie.
And it's Tuesday, which means it's time for Forgiveness Factor. So we're here with our friend Tim Markle chatting it up.
And it's Tuesday Quiz Day.
Okay.
Oh boy. All right, you ready for Tuesday Quiz Day? I've got a really, really tough question for you, Dave and Natalie. Are you ready?
Yep.
Ready.
Do you ever have a bad day?
What?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Huh?
Bad day?
What?
Super yes. Yeah.
Well, it's true. We all do. I mean, I work hard trying to be aware of any anger, resentments, or disappointments I might have because those could lead me to have a bad day. I try to keep track of the thoughts in my brain and the stories that I'm telling myself. I try to join Bill Mercer, Bing Crosby, Perry Como, Aretha Franklin, Dr. John, Jennifer Hudson, Van Morrison, and Willie Nelson to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. Talk about an oldie. But sometimes I need help. Sometimes I need reminders. I am fortunate enough to be in addiction recovery, so I have people I can reach out to whenever I need to. I have people who will pray for me and with me. I have people who notice when I'm off kilter and ask how I'm doing. I try to start each day with meditation, prayer, and reading scripture. I am very careful of my highs and lows and any powerful emotions I might be feeling. I'm working on noticing when I'm feeling anxious and not just being anxious about being anxious, but learning to experience the anxiety and work through it, knowing it's not going to destroy me. I also make sure I have reminders. Every day next to my toothbrush, my home computer, and my work computer is a quote from Dr. Enright's book, The 8 Keys to Forgiveness. Every day I remind myself, quote, I do not have to live with an inner world that is constantly nagging me. I will not live with an inner world that is filled with negative thoughts and emotions. I can live my life from this moment onward so that my inner world makes more room for love, mercy, forgiveness, and joy. I have hope that I can accomplish this. I hope you can come alive with hope. Hope that you, with God's help and guidance, can change your inner world. You do not have to remain stuck, hopeless, feeling helpless. Forgiveness can unlock hope and life. You may feel dead, but you can come alive.
Great, great words today from Tim Markle. Awesome advice for us to take a couple of steps forward in our forgiveness journey today.
A reminder for the bad days, for sure. Thanks, Tim. If you missed that entire conversation, you can go to life1025.com or listen to it and download, share, In the Mornings with Dave and Natalie podcast.